Hello, and thank you for joining me on this public affairs program on KNDY. My name is Max Blasky. Today, I will be joined by Corey Anderson, a navigator for the NECAP initiative. Corey, why don't you just go ahead and tell us a little bit, what exactly is NECAP?
NECAP is a community action program. So we are dedicated to helping low-income families in our communities to achieve their goals and be able to sustain their lifestyles.
So what is it exactly that you do through NECAP then?
I'm a community development advocate, and I do a lot of case management and making sure that people have access to the programs that we have. We have numerous programs across our service area, as well as partnerships with other agencies.
Now, in terms of programs, what's the major one you are trying to promote right now this spring?
This spring, right now, we are really trying to get the word out that we are certified navigators, which can help people and small businesses applying for marketplace insurance and Medicaid or CHIP for their healthcare needs.
Now, what is the biggest problem that NECAP is trying to solve?
Underinsured people and people who do not have access to healthcare are a major problem. And so our staff are certified as navigators to help see if families could qualify for the tax credits within the marketplace, make sure they've got someone to help navigate. That's a little bit of a complicated process.
Now, how big of area does your service cover, Corey?
We have 16 counties in our service area that range all the way from Smith County to Donovan County across the top of Kansas. And so in your listening area, our primary services would be Washington, Nemaha, and Marshall County.
Who qualifies for these programs, or are there any qualifications?
So for the health care, the health insurance and the tax credits, it just really varies because sometimes they may be eligible for hand care or Medicaid, depending on their household, but it's really income-based.
Are there other NECAP programs that people can take advantage of?
Oh, definitely. We actually have a variety of programs in our area. We have Head Start services in Marshall County and Nemaha County. We have two classrooms, one in each county. Those are also income-based, and you can apply online if you have never applied online, or you can contact the staff at those centers if you already have a kid there and just want to make sure they get back in. And then we also provide early Head Start in those counties, which is a home-based program for children 0 to 3. We have housing programs and homeless programs. Those applications are available on our website. We're currently assisting with, we're partners with Kansas Housing Corp to assist people, landlords and tenants, with CARA applications, Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance. As well as for the community, we offer parenting classes, Love and Logic. We offer a Tackling the Tough Skills employment class, poverty simulations, the real simulation, which is designed, it's like a poverty simulation designed for adolescents. And we're always hoping to build, you know, relationships and partnerships with other agencies to try and basically collaborate on projects.
Now, you talked about a website. What is that website, Corey?
Our website is www.nekcap.org.
Anything else that I missed today, Corey, that you might want to talk about and let the public know?
The only other thing that I can think of is we do have limited emergency services available in our counties. Those can be used for one-time assistance for housing and utilities. If a family is at risk of disconnect or eviction, that is limited to $250 every 12 months. It is income qualifying. That would be another thing that is available on our website to apply for.
What's the best way to keep track of what's going on with NECAP in our area?
We have a Facebook page. That's a really great way to stay up to date on what we do in all of our counties, because we're always posting things about when our enrollments are or when we're doing open houses in different counties. So So, I mean, it is geared towards the entire 16 counties, but that's a great way to stay up to date on new things that we've got going on within our agency. It's NECAP, N-E-K-C-A-P, and then in parentheses, it has Northeast Kansas Community Action Program.
Now, if someone wants to apply for one of these programs, Corey, after listening to this, where would you direct them to go?
We have an online application on our website. All of our applications for our services are available there, depending on the program that you're trying to access service. And also on our website, under our services tab, you will find more information on each of our programs that we offer, as well as contacts.
Well, I want to thank my special guest, Corey Anderson of NECAP, for joining me today on the Public Affairs Program here at KNDY. That will do it for us this week, and we hope to see you again next week.